Welcome to this week's edition of Westchester Eye on the Radio. I'm Peter Moses with my co-host, John Charan. JC?
Who is this person on the other side of the microphone to
me? You know, I went away for a little while to go set my daughter up.
2 weeks!
2 weeks. Well, the first week was setting her up. The second week was recovering from setting her up. I mean, it's amazing how much money and how much time it costs to go to the banks of Lake Michigan and furnish a single solitary room and create the kitchen for her, and with the idea that she's actually going to spend some time cooking and not just ordering out. Because she lived in a sorority house for 2 years, and now she's going to have to actually do her own cooking. So, of course, before we left, I did a whole bunch of cooking. But apparently she's picked up and started doing some of it for herself.
Is she good? I won't say if she is as good as you, because I know that you're a fine chef, but is she good?
How would I know?
I don't know if you tried any. No.
When we left, she was like, Dad, I'm doing it all. After you leave, leave me alone. Let me do my thing. And you've met my daughter, so you kind of just...
She's headstrong.
That's one way to put it. I have different adjectives to use, but I'll leave it at headstrong. We're telling stories, and that's apropos, because today we have two people with us. One is a friend of mine for nearly 20 years, Ivy Eisenberg. And Ivy does grow on you if you get to know her. Even if you don't know her, she grows on you automatically. She's one of those people.
Like the walls of Wrigley.
Like Wrigley Field. Hi, Ive.
Hey there. How you doing?
How are you? Ivy's been a guest on our show once before, and I'm trying to entice her to find some time to come on more frequently, and I'm sure my begging will bear fruit at some point. Or bear Ivy. We'll see what happens. Bear, B-E-A-R, not B-A-R-E.
Gotcha. Yes.
Ivy brought a guest with her today, and I'm going to let her introduce him, even though we have now met and I've done some research, at least on your law career. Anyway, go ahead, Ivy.
But in this context, my friend and favorite co-producer of the storytelling series in Tarrytown is Zach Schusterman. Zach, say hello.
Hello, guys.
So, Zach, you live in Sleepy Hollow, correct?
Yes, I do.
Are you a lifelong Westchester person or no?
It's only been 3 years now.
Where were you before?
Brooklyn, D.C., Pittsburgh, Brussels. I get around.
Wow. Yeah, I saw you got an advanced law degree in Brussels.
I did.
So was that in French or in German?
The degree was in English, actually, but I practice in French and English.
Wait a minute. They have an English-speaking master's program in law in Brussels?
Well, it's an international program, so the students are from all over the world.
How's the chocolate?
Amazing.
That's what I hear, and the palm frites or whatever they call them there.
Chocolate and the beer, you don't forget.
Yes, that's right. Actually, my daughter went on a tour of a big Belgium brewery when she was there. She had a really great time. But we're here today to talk about stories that you guys are producing, a show that you guys are producing, I believe, in Tarrytown?
Yes, that's correct.
So why don't we talk about that and talk about why storytelling is on the rise, because apparently it's a thriving industry, and I know that some of your shows have been sold out. Now, how many people constitutes a sellout?
At 45 or 50, we're pretty packed.
1,000?
No, that's single. Mm-hmm. 45, 50, period.
So MetLife Stadium haven't booked them yet for the next story.
They've been calling.
So tell us the name of the name of it. Before we get started, let's start with the name. And if you have a pen and pencil, ladies and gentlemen who are listening, you can write this down, because this is going to be an ongoing program for them. So what is the name of it?
So the show is called Pros of Pie. That's P-R-O-S-E. It's kind of a play on words, the pros, what's good about pie, and also pros in terms of storytelling.
You got to put your face a little closer
to
the mic.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's
is that better?
Good. Yes,
oh, okay.
That's better.
Much better.
Sorry about that, guys.
That's what I tried to do with the microphone there.
So we're a combination of a narrative storytelling program, much like The Moth on NPR, those folks that listen to NPR. And we weren't sure that our audience would quite be aware what that was, so we decided to lure them in with some tasty pie. So we're a storytelling event combined with good old-fashioned pie bake-off.